Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Quality question right here from the 214. If I come see y'all at Taco Bueno, can I get a hug from Kevin and Corey? Yes, if you brave the forest to come see us
tomorrow.
You don't have
to. It's not a forest. It's off Forest Lane. It's a Taco Bueno store. It's an awesome Taco Bueno store, and we're going to love every party box they have.
7940 in the Forest
Lane. No, Forest Lane.
Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
I could use a hug.
Oh, see? Mickey, you know what? Anytime, man. Anytime.
That is a good. You know what, Mickey? And we need to figure this out. We have had numerous people, like especially if we're in Frisco or you're not traveling to an away game, that have requested that you show up at of our Friday football feast stops because they want to meet you in person.
Well, next time you're close to Frisco, let me know ahead of time.
I will let you.
That is a good point.
I'll let you know.
Last time we told him like 45 minutes before the
hey,
segment.
We're here.
Yeah,
that's swing on by.
That is a fair point. Now, Mickey, I have decided to try to look at this optimistically. When I see Booker, Lamb, Mingo, Turpin all back in a limited capacity, I know what Shoddy said about CeeDee Lamb. I've decided that's the first step on them all being ready for Sunday.
Like he's breathing, he can play.
Exactly. So I have taken that as he is definitely going to play.
Yeah, when you saw the practice report and you saw 10 guys listed as limited, it was like, okay. But then when I saw Tyler Booker, CeeDee Lamb, Jack Sanborn, and Kevontae Turpin on that report, and those are four guys that have not practiced for the last couple of weeks. So I said, whoa, that's a step in the right direction.
Yes.
And they were out there, and they had shoulder pads and helmets on. So at least that's a step in the right direction. Probably a good indication that they're probably going to be ready to play. I don't need to explain what Lamb return means, but Kevontae Turpin, too, and not just as a wide receiver, but as a kick returner, right?
You are so right. I know we talked about this, and we kind of joked about Jalen Cropper, though I know he's back on the practice squad now. The return game looked absolutely lost in the Carolina game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think maybe because they made a priority is just catch the football or just understand the kickoff return rules, where you're catching it, what you have to do. Because there was one, was it last week or week before, where Blue caught the ball right at the goal line.
Yes.
And he wasn't really sure what he should be doing with it, right? And it's like, okay, be careful. So to have him back out there and have his speed back out there on the field and now possibly for the first time have him and Blue in the on the field at the same time could create problems for a defense.
Is it safe to assume McLaurin is trending in that direction as well?
Yeah, it sounds like he looks like he probably what did they list him
as? He was listed as limited as well.
He was limited.
Yeah.
The guy that was out, though, was Dorrance Armstrong, and he's leading them in sacks, if I remember that right. from the defensive end spot. So that's something to keep an eye on. And then, yeah, they had all these guys that DNP'd, but the majority of them were rest. They played Monday night. So from a veteran standpoint, yeah, you're not going to push those guys back into practice after just one day off. So other than that, they look like they're probably pretty healthy.
You know, I know that we kind of have discussed a couple times how they've worked with Pickens. You just said you're not going to say what it would mean to have CeeDee Lamb back, but I am kind of interested. I'm very interested in the balance of receivers and how Schottenheimer would choose to use them now that he's seen what Pickens can do and how that would balance out with the targets and first looks and all of that.
Well, I think that depends on the opponent.
Yeah.
What are they doing? How are they playing defense? Because I don't know that you can get away with doubling both of those guys.
You can't.
Right?
Especially like if you said if Turpin's out there and you got all these other options.
Right, and Ferguson, you know, coming down the seam. So, yeah, it makes an explosive offense even more explosive to have them both on the field. Because did they play two games together? Three at the most,
I thought it was two, but maybe you're right.
Yeah. Well, for sure it was two, maybe three, because they didn't put CD on IR where he would have had to miss four games. So I'm thinking he missed three, so maybe they were out there together for three games. And, and I think that, you know, okay, Commanders, what are you doing? How are you dealing with this? And it's not necessarily what Schottenheimer wants to do. It's what the defense wants to do, and then Dak has to decide where's the ball going. Because I don't think you call a play and go, okay, this is the CD. Oh, this is the CD. Oh, this is the Pickens. There's a lot of things to read to see how they're lining up. Do they have a corner that can take one of them out and man? Good luck with that.
Yeah.
And so, I think a lot of that, what you ask, is determined by what the defense decides to do.
And Dak's comfort level right now with both of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be off the charts.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like a kid in a candy store with the weapons he has, as long as they can block it up front. And those guys got to do a good job. And not only that, they need to get back to doing a better job run blocking.
Let's talk about that, Mickey.
I mean, come on. You know, it's like, you know, I told you guys this before, and I've used the analogy 100 times. It's like playing whack-a-mole. You know, every time you knock one down, something else pops up. And now running for 31 yards in the game this past week against Carolina. And as Schottenheimer said, my priority is to get back to running the football. So they need to do a better job up front blocking it. You know, he may need to do a better job scheming it depending on how he perceives the Commanders' plan run defense, but that just can't happen. They got to do better than that.
Had you heard much, if any, grumbling after the Jets game about the Cowboys' running game? Because I know statistically, obviously, you dominated that game, but I'd heard that some Cowboys folks weren't thrilled with how the running game went there. And then when you piggyback that with obviously the last game, are you concerned about this run game?
Well, they had gone 5 consecutive games rushing for more than 100 yards.
Right.
Right. And so you're going, okay, you know, kind of, you know, maybe they're picking their poison. Like, we're going to try to stop this. Well, obviously, Carolina said, no, you're not running the ball against us. We're gonna sell out there. And they couldn't. And there were no running lanes either. It wasn't about
Agreed. Who
was running or who wasn't running. It was more about they just weren't blocking it up very well. And so, you know, maybe, you know, give Carolina credit. They figured something out. But if they figured it out, it's on tape. And, you know, and I'm sure Dan...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply, in app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Quinn's is looking right at it right now. So they got to get back to running the ball and make sure they're two-dimension against, you know, it's the Redskins. I knew I was going to do it.
Offensive. Oh, my gosh.
The Commanders are kind of a middling defense, right?
Yes.
They're not great.
No.
I think I saw they were ranked like 26th.
And they're 30th, so third worst in giving up explosive plays.
Yeah. And so... So, yeah, you know, you should be able to, and I don't care if it's, you know, out there, it's on the road, you know, just be able to block it up and make sure you're scoring 30 points a game. And that sounds silly, and I'm sure people would say, well, you can't expect that every week. Well, with
you
this
better.
Defense, you better.
Yeah.
Because that's how you're going to win games, that and maybe get a takeaway or two.
So we talked about this yesterday, and I know Corey has been really high on Nate Thomas. Did you feel like, even for just that one game, moving back to Tyler Guyton was a downgrade from Nate Thomas, specifically in the run game?
Yeah, I'm not sure on that, but he's right about Nate Thomas. I thought he played well. I thought he played well all through training camp, and you know, and I was a little curious that when Guyton finally come back from his injury, that there would be a little bit of a competition there. To who starts at left tackle. I think you go another game and, you know, take a look at it, but make sure you're giving him snaps in practice just in case, right? Just in case you're going, okay, we need to be better there. So that'll be worth keeping an eye on for sure. I think having Tyler Smith and Tyler Booker back in there, I see where Beebe, who was out on IR, and I don't know if it's four games and he's back. It may be more than that. But at least he was out there on the resistant cords doing stuff without a boot on. So another step in the right direction. I don't know, maybe before the bye, maybe after the bye for him. But I think Brock Hoffman has done a nice job. But it's good to have, you know, at least one to three of your starters back in there.
Right.
And then we'll see where it goes from there. But yeah, I'd keep an eye on the Guyton thing.
Mickey, I don't know if you can lend any advice on this or any thoughts on this. Why have the Cowboys never gotten Bobby Wagner?
Because Dan Quinn was still good. He's been available.
Yeah. Right? And I didn't know if there was a specific reason or what.
Well, I think previously to now, I'm sure it was a salary cap consideration on, you know, just what, you know, when he would have been available and then how much it was. So it's been, this is the third year without Van Der Esch. Does that sound right?
That sounds about right.
You know, and they were, before that, you know, they were good with him as the middle linebacker. And he was pretty good till he got hurt, right?
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, maybe Wagner didn't, at that point, fit into their plans. But that was, and last year, Eric Kendricks was I thought, good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say great, but he was good. And now this year, they kind of had their, you know, eggs in Jack Sanborn's basket and
whoops.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You don't have to say whoops, Mickey. I'm going to say whoops for
you. I said I don't know.
Yeah.
he's probably back. He had one more cognitive test to pass before he can play. So maybe practicing yesterday, and I don't know how much he did in pads. Maybe that was the test that he had to pass. I still think Murray in the middle is better than Murray on the outside. You know, I sort of like Leofau and Shamar James on the outside. And then if you got to, you know, maybe change it up. I know they've done this a couple times. They had moved Bell to one of the linebackers in nickel on the outside if they needed to take care of a tight end, more so than another wide receiver. So, and the other thing they've changed up on that defense is, you know, playing four corners and you know, see what that was going to do.
When are they going to put Donovan Wilson up there at linebacker?
They have, well, not linebacker, but they've put him as like the eighth guy in the box and or the seventh guy in the box.
Should we see that more?
Well, look, if you look at the tackle stats, he's second with 40 tackles.
That's probably not what you want from a safety, though, right?
Well, at the third level.
Well, here's the other thing. You know, and I understand what everybody's saying about Matt Eberflus, this and that. But I had to go to the 10th guy on the defensive front. So either defensive tackle or defensive end to find the first guy in total tackles. Hmm. So everything ahead of him is either a cornerback, a linebacker, or a safety. So when you're talking, and everybody's talking about scheme, right? I don't see a defensive end until I got to 13 with Ezeraku.
Gross!
Yeah, so we're not winning that line of scrimmage.
So think about this, and if you go back and look, and I'm going to write about this for tomorrow.
Yes.
You go back and look on the game against Carolina, they were getting away with double-teaming both tackles. So to me, if you're double-teaming both tackles, somebody on the outside's got to be able to make plays against the run.
Yep.
And they weren't, and they aren't. So I don't know what scheme you would play. And I know Matt's under fire, but your scheme, are you? I mean, how fancy can you get up front? You know, you got to get off blocks or you got to hold your ground against blocks.
Right.
But when both tackles are getting double teamed, then the ends have to do something. And, you know, I think we talked about it the other day. That's where they missed DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
Because he was their best run stopper on the front there. And they don't have a defensive end that has stepped up against the run. You got to go all the way to Ezeraku with 16 tackles. And he's not playing more than, I don't know, 40, 50% of the snaps.
Yeah.
So, and then to find the next one, it's at 15 with Sam Williams with 15 tackles. So, yeah, those defensive ends need to contribute somehow, some way against the run, or at least set the edge so the stuff goes back inside and maybe the linebackers can step into holes if everybody else is getting double-teamed. But that's something that they've got to be able to solve. And I think one of the things is, and like Kenny Clark, I don't know that anybody looked at him as a nose tackle. He's kind of a big, just three technique guy, right? And so who's going to hold down the fort on, you know, what's usually a nose tackle's got to take on a double team? Well, they only really got two guys that are big enough to do that, Mazi, and he's rarely active, and then Jay Toya, who's a seventh-round pick as a rookie.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So from a size standpoint, they got a lot of three techniques at the defensive tackle. Osa's a three technique, right? But if you're going to put him out there and Clark out there at the same time, they're saying, oh, that's a three technique. We'll double team him and see what he can do. So that's kind of the conundrum up front that they got to be able to figure out how to solve.
Man, you're fiery today. I like it. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.